Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
All right, welcome back, Zone Rewind. Today brought to you by our newest sponsor in the Zone, Cop Security. Bill, did you hear I got burglarized this week?
I did not know that.
I did not get beaten up on the street. I got petty thefted. Anyway, Cop Security is here to help that from happening in your home. No long-term contracts. Bill, you hate commitments.
Oh, I do.
$35 a month, and you can get full video. A video camera set up where they can check you. You can see who's at your front door and video inside the home for only $43 a month. All cell-based security systems, so you can see it on your phone and be like, what is that schmo doing at my front door? It's good stuff. Customized to fit your house and your budget.
I like that.
If your alarm goes off, it sends you a text. Bill, check your text message. Some dude's breaking in your home.
Right.
You can actually lock your doors, unlock your doors. So if maybe you got a friend coming over and you wanted to want somebody to wait on you, you can unlock the door and then you can lock them back in.
Right. Yeah, buddy. That's how it always works.
Set the alarm from the road, all kinds of neat stuff. Actually, you can control, with the more advanced system, control your air conditioning or your heater.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, set the mood, my friend. Set the mood. And the video camera around the door deal is awesome. It's like, mother-in-law, no chance.
Mm-hmm. And the texting part to me is what's so crucial. Yeah. Like, you don't have to watch the footage. It just texts you.
Yes. Right. And if somebody gets in your house, the system takes 30 snapshots of them. It's like, here you go, officer. Go get this guy. Yeah. I got 30 shots of him.
It's like the paparazzi at your house all the time watching your back.
It's as though he had stepped into a glamour shots booth.
To make sure no jagaloons are molesting your Fabergé egg collection.
Precisely.
I'd be afraid that I would set it off myself.
Dynamite.
I don't want 30 snapshots of me taken inside my home when I'm alone.
You can keep them to yourself if you choose. 501-315-9313. 501-315-9313. James Ward's the owner. Cop Security is the company. Get it today. All right. I thought this would be kind of fun, Bill. This is actually something you might enjoy. I don't know if you've heard all three versions of the miracle play the other day between Auburn and Georgia. First up, we have the Auburn call, which obviously they were thrilled about it.
Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield, just a home run ball, and it is tipped up. And Lewis got it on the touchdown. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle in turned hair. A miracle in turned hair. 73 yards, and the Tigers, with 25 seconds to go.
How about that? He goes, there's the home run ball. We're going to lose. Oh, my God!
Here's the went from a terrible day to the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Here's the Georgia radio call, slightly different.
Auburn up to the line. Defense getting set for Georgia. Official standing over the ball. Fourth down, 18 from the Tigers' own 27-yard line. They're moving right. Two receivers wide to the left. Two men in the backfield. One receiver right and Nick Marshall. They slide a man in motion. There's the snap. Marshall back, looking in the pocket. Going to go deep down the field. And that ball will be... Oh, my God! Tipped and caught. Touchdown, Auburn. Holy smokes, I don't believe it. We tipped it. We had three guys that tipped it. They had a man running in stride and caught the tip for a touchdown, but there's flags back on the field.
That is an impartial observer right there. We lost is what he needs to say.
How did he keep? He needs a game ball for not saying swear words.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't go Jim Brockman.
Right. Here is the.
I would go like Tourette's on.
I would too. Here is the impartial Vern Lundquist call.
Three-man rush.
Let's it go.
I think Vern's headset fell off.
Yeah.
Josh Harvey Clemens actually knocks it out of Trey Matthews' hands.
And that's the thing. Selfish defensive back play never works. Don't steal the ball from your own guy.
Vern's very economical with his words there. If you go back and play that, essentially the transcript would be...
Well, the difference is, too, that you got two radio broadcasts versus a TV broadcast. Yeah.
There was 15 seconds that I cut out there of just crowd noise out of that clip, too.
Well, you don't want to step
the
on
less
doing
Vern
TV.
Lundquist and Gary Danielson say, the better my day
poor,
is.
Poor I can't Vern. Stand
him. Urban Meyer's best hope is finishing third in the BCS if Florida State and Alabama don't lose. I think they're probably going to finish fourth in the BCS standings if Baylor runs the table. That seems to be the way it's headed, which is awesome.
That's the way it should be.
It's too bad we don't have a 14 playoff this year because it would be fun to see Ohio State get murdered.
By one of those teams.
Right. Maybe they'll get to play Baylor. But
by the way, if we did have a 14 playoff, they wouldn't be able to be. They're not eligible.
Urban Meyer's crying. Who isn't?
Ohio State?
They are this year.
Yeah,
not last year. Yeah, not last year they weren't. This year they
are. I think it's a flawed system, but when you logically think about it, what the BCS people have done, which obviously we're all part of it, I think it was great for a while. You know, I think you took an imperfect system and did the best you can without forcing a playoff. Now, I imagine this, but there's going to be controversy in playoffs too now. Wow. There's not a 64 team playoff, so you're going to have four guys. What's that 15 going to feel like?
I can't do it.
You can't stop it.
I'm serious. I can't stop it.
The craziest play of the week last week was the touchdown with the Auburn-Georgia game. The most controversial one, of course, came Monday night in the Patriots-Panthers game.
A Monday night football classic. Four-man rush. Brady throws end zone, intercepted. Panthers win. Another penalty marker. We have a penalty flag, and the Patriots are clapping.
Nope.
They pulled it up. Pick the flag up, ref. Pick it up.
Foul on the play. The Carolina Panthers have beaten the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football.
And, of course, a big part of that was Steve Smith. Smith, the wide receiver for the Panthers.
Right.
With a big-time game against Aqib Talib. They got into it a couple of times during the game.
Yes.
To the winner goes the sound bites.
What happened on the touchdown?
Poor tackling.
What happened between you and Talib on the field early in the game?
I don't know. You go ask him because he didn't finish the game. Ice up, son. Ice up.
Ice up, son. There we go.
Bill Belichick asked about the last play of the game.
That was the last play of the game. I don't know what happened. There was a flag thrown, and then the game was over. I don't know.
And asked about the wide receivers for the Panthers. Clearly did not want to spend a lot of time visiting about it.
I mean, every team in the league has fast receivers. They have good receivers. We're going to see good receivers next week. We saw good receivers last week in Pittsburgh. I mean, just good receivers every week.
Have you ever thought, could Belichick, if he went back and did, like, analysis of the Hindenburg crash, blimp went down.
There's fire. People die.
Burn to the ground. It's filled with hydrogen. And it's
humanity.
It catches on fire, and that's what you're going to have.
That thing. You got those all over the world.
Back to you, Walter.
I should have been wearing hoodies.
This is Dallas, 63, Dealey Plaza.
The best part of all that was what happened in between that flag and that press conference when several F-bombs were lobbed over by not only the starting quarterback, but also the backup quarterback for the
Love me some Ryan Mallett rushing up.
Some Ryan Pinkman Mallett.
He got into
it. He's just like Jesse
Pinkman. Got into the mix.
He is. So I guess that makes Tom Brady Walter White.
He's Heisenberg.
Come on over here, son. Let me show you how I do it. Now do it just like that, Pinkman.
I'm in the empire business. Lock
the front door. Oh, boy. All right.
Is that the worst call that you've ever seen? Because it was...
Yes. I've never seen a game end on a picked-up flag that was obviously a foul.
Well, the replacement refs on that pick with Aaron Rodgers
was
pretty
awful.
Yes, because
they had time to analyze it. And that's the same with Don Dinkinger. I get it. He booted a call, cost the Cardinals a World Series. But this... This you could say, well, he had no chance to catch it.
Yeah.
Because he'd been pushed 7.5 yards through the back of the
end zone. Makes it hard. Ron Burgundy gets pushed nowhere. Ron Burgundy pushes people. He doesn't get pushed. The man has exquisite hair, and he explained to Conan this week exactly what he does to make it look just right. It's actually the same recipe that my man Chris Kane uses on his beautiful locks.
Let's talk about the hair. Have you always had amazing hair?
I was born with it. Did you see the baby?
We saw that, but... What's the secret? What's your tip?
The book covers that. There's a number of certain concoctions. I make my own hair gel. One of the recipes I use are eggs, bourbon, half a bottle, beer, preferably Schaefer, four cans, maple syrup, rotten apples, coconut milk, paint thinner, shoe polish. 20 bullion cubes.
20 cubes of bullion?
20 cubes of
bullion. That's incredible.
Cat urine.
Yeah.
Wet newspaper and cream of broccoli soup.
Okay,
mix that up. You make a thick paste.
Okay,
You put it in the oven.
Yeah.
350 for 3 days.
Yeah.
And, and then apply liberally. And I'm telling you.
Really get it in there,
you'll get this stuff. You've got a great head of hair.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got quite a,
Have you ever been in prison?
No, I have not. I've not been in prison.
They would eat you up.
Oh, yeah. I'll know what to
Next
do.
Next time you go to prison, I'll go with you.
Okay.
If you're about to commit a crime, let me know.
Let you know.
I'll be an accomplice. And I'm like, I'm with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terrible idea.
All right. Well, that's good stuff. Let's see. We got one left here. Jameis, we played it earlier. Jameis Winston, your team It's probably going to be the national championship game. You may not be with him because you're facing sexual assault charges. Well, you must be pretty concerned about your well-being in the court of law. Could be coming up maybe if charges are filed. What are you worried about?
The Heisman, that's such a great honor for me to even be mentioned in that. Of course, I don't want to lose any voters or anything like that. It's very important to me that happened.
About the sexual assault accusations or insinuations, those are not of your concern, but only that you might lose a Heisman vote or two. I understand. Good focus.
Oh, but okay. But what has these charges prove? He's proven innocent or not guilty, and he loses the Heisman Trophy by 7 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have won. Is that
sucks for him?
Is that America?
Yes, Bill.